1029 Big Country Hits. I'm Susan, and with me on the phone, a very special guest and someone we are so looking forward to seeing August 22nd at the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair. We are talking to Justin Moore. So happy to have you with us today.
Awesome.
You keep saying, and I hear reading in interviews about how different this album's going to be. Can you elaborate on that?
It's the most diverse album I've done. I cut some songs on this album that earlier on in my career I don't think I would have, and we're trying to grow our fan base to a level that we haven't honestly been at before, but, you know, you can kind of feel that momentum. But, you know, with the success of songs like Till My Last Day and now Point at You, I've kind of learned that we can go in that direction a little bit, and our fans and you guys at radio go with us. And prior to that song, I didn't know if anybody wanted to hear me do a love song, you know, because we hadn't done one up until that point. And the other reason is we cut 16 songs on this album. You know, it allowed us a lot of room to try some different things, and you know, but there's still, the core of this album is still vintage, me and what I do.
Do you have a favorite that we should listen for when it comes out?
You know what, I do. I love a lot of songs on this album, whether I wrote them or not. There's a song that I didn't write called That's How I Know You Love Me. And it's a love song, but I'm very careful about cutting love songs. You know, I can't go out there and do all the real sweet, sappy stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's guys out there who do it great, but it's just not me. But this one is it's about as personal as of a song that I could find, and you know, that I didn't write. So it's just a well-written song that I fell in love with.
What is your favorite thing about touring?
It's a job sometimes, but at the end of the day, we get to go out and play music for a living every night. And, you know, the funnest thing about touring, besides getting to see the country and outside of the country, but to get to walk on stage every night and play music to thousands of people and make people forget about the stress of their life for an hour and a half or 2 hours is really, really cool.
Now, what would be the least favorite part?
You know, having to be away from my family. That's an easy answer. You know, I haven't seen my wife and kids in 6-7 days now, which is, I heard somebody say a long time ago that we don't get paid to play music. We get paid to be away from our families. And, you know, I couldn't agree more.
Your daughters, Ella and Kennedy, are adorable. Are they showing any signs of musical inclination, either one of them?
My oldest can actually sing, and she wants to be the center of attention and the star of the show all the time. So hopefully she'll grow out of that. She don't end up like me, but she can sing already, which is crazy to me. 3 years old.
Well, we're going to take a break and play the title track off Outlaws Like Me. It's Justin Moore, 1029 Big Country Hits. Justin Moore, Outlaws Like Me, a 1029 Big Country Hits. And of course, we are pleased to welcome him to the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair, August 22nd. Get ticket information at 1029bigcountry.com. So I have a couple of fun questions for you. What is a song that you sing in the shower?
I don't think I really sing in the shower, but the last song I sung in the shower was the national anthem to practice because I was doing it at a football game.
Is that as stressful as I would imagine it is? Because you know that if you make a mistake, the second you make it, it's going to be all over social media.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. It sucks. Not any fun at all. As a matter of fact, I don't do it anymore. Because, you know, if you go do a good job, everybody just kind of claps and goes, yeah, and he did good. But if you mess it up, you are the idiot of the world for the next couple of weeks. So it's there's no upside to it.
Is there a song, whether past or present, that you wish you had written?
My favorite country song is Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground by Willie Nelson. And so, you know, if I had to choose one, it would probably be that one.
If you had a moment in your career that you would like to relive, what would it be?
Probably the first time I got to play the Grand Ole Opry. It was just a lifelong dream of mine to just stand on that stage one time. And since then, I've done it a number of times. It's just a special every time. But the first time I played there, I had a lot of family there, and including my grandpa, who now has passed away, unfortunately. But it was really cool to be on that stage and play a song I called Grandpa off my first album for him, and that, especially now that he's obviously not with us anymore. So,
is there a non-country song that you would love to cover?
I'm not like a lot of the guys nowadays in our format who listens to everything. I'm pretty much predominantly country music and some southern rock, but you know, there's a couple of artists out there that I have a lot of respect for. You know, anything by Bob Seger or Tom Petty. Probably "Here Comes My Girl" by Tom Petty, I think, would be a cool remake.
Do you have a dream duet partner? Somebody you've never sung with that you would like to?
Dwight Yoakam is my favorite artist of all time. I was telling somebody at my record label the other day that I'd love to do a duet with him, and you know, but to coincide with that answer, I've been able to record some songs actually on my upcoming album with a couple people that I've always wanted to do songs with. I've got a duet on this album with Miranda Lambert, which is I'm thrilled about, and I've got another one with Charlie Daniels, who's one of my heroes. So there's other people I'd like to work with, but I'm very blessed, and I've gotten to work with a couple of, you know, future Hall of Famers, in all honesty.
Is there something you cannot leave a truck stop without getting? Because you must stop in quite a few of those. Is there anything that, like, specifically you get at truck stops?
Oh, me. For whatever reason, I buy gum just about everywhere I go, and I don't know what it is. It's kind of like losing socks in the dryer. I lose it all the time. I'll put it in a pair of pants and then it's gone. I don't know where it's going. So,
well, I am really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us today. We are looking so forward to August 22nd, the Emmett Charlevoix County Fair. We cannot wait to see you.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to coming that direction.
And if you don't have your tickets yet, again, you can get all the details for Justin Moore at 1029bigcountry.com. Here he is with one of my favorites by him, "Back That Thing Up," 1029 Big Country Hits.